Welcome to today's BusinessRadio.com Executive Summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're speaking to Amanda Lubick from Fidelis Advisors, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Amanda, when you evaluate a business for sale, do you find that some are more difficult than others to sell?
Absolutely. One big challenge is if there are multiple owners. Often there are different goals or understanding of a transition process. We have found that communication and open discussion about the process and goals is crucial to helping owners understand. Owners don't often know that some can sell while others remain with the business and new buyer. There are a lot of ways to do this.
Well, that makes sense. So how do you determine if a business is likely to sell successfully?
A few key factors can really help. Although we strive to get the highest price and best terms, an owner needs to understand the process and have realistic expectations of their company's value. Also, setting goals for the transition and understanding why you are selling your business also helps. If a company is growing and profitable, they are in a great position. Proper planning makes a huge difference. It streamlines the process and makes it easier to find serious buyers with strong offers.
So what happens if a seller isn't truly ready to commit and is just testing the waters?
That can be so risky. Buyers invest a lot of time and money in due diligence when evaluating a company. If a seller backs out and then tries to sell later, those same buyers might not be interested the second time around, even if the circumstances have changed. Also, doing this multiple times may put stress on the company or the employees.
That's a great point. So what are some of the best reasons for a business owner to sell?
Retirement is a big one, especially if there's no clear succession plan. Health or family concerns can also prompt a sale. Sometimes owners want to bring on a partner to help with the growth or capital to expand. Whatever the reason, having the right team, including a broker, attorney, CPA, and financial advisors, make the process much smoother.
Thank you, Amanda. Check out todaysbusinessradio.com for our contact information and our business reference library. Our TBR advisory firms are committed to helping with all of your business issues. This content is provided for general information and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice. Please listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the John Justice Show for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com.